It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mullion Haw on 670 The Score.
All right, guys, we're going to hear from Ben Johnson here in the next, we'll call it hour or two. But did you enjoy hearing from him yesterday, especially about how himself, the coordinators and personnel guys all got together, watched tape of the top 20 players in the draft? So he's going to be speaking this morning. What do you hope to hear from him?
I think every time Ben Johnson talks is an opportunity to get excited about next football season if you're a Bears fan. Because he just has that knack right now. It's still got the new car smell, right? Everything is new. Everything is fresh. Everything is dynamic. And when he talks about utilizing the slot position, and that's going to be the one spot in his offense that seems to always flourish with his schemes, as he's told, I think, CHGO yesterday, as he made the rounds from podcast to podcast. I think everything that Ben Johnson says about the Bears offense is exciting. Whether it's being excited about the way the interior line has been totally overhauled and upgraded, so now they have a semblance of a running game, they'll be able to protect the passer and make things possible for Caleb Williams, or is talking about Dennis Allen and the changes defensively that they're going to make and what they are going to be in terms of an attacking defense, or his staff fitting together and watching those 20 players that are going to be available in the draft. Everything that Ben Johnson says should fill a Bears fan with hope and enthusiasm because he sounds like he knows what he's doing. He's a first-time head coach who definitely talks like he belongs and has been here for a very long time. So I don't expect anything different today. We'll have plenty to pick apart. He's not going to tip his hand on any specific thing, but I do like what he says also about Caleb Williams and making him comfortably uncomfortable.
Yeah, every time he speaks, it kind of affirms what we all thought about him, that you knew what type of style he was going to want to bring. You knew that he was going to want to rehab the offensive line. And his comment, it was innocuous to some, but pointing out the three technique on his guard as the matchup that most concerns him tells you a lot about his philosophy and a lot about how much urgency he brought to the building to overhaul the offensive line. And it makes you wonder how much they're going to put into draft capital with the top four picks that they have in that position. He talked about Tyler Warren, and which was interesting.
Sounded like he's drafting him, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's if Tyler Warren gets to pick 10.
That's quite a reaction. We need to get back to that.
I'll get to it, but go ahead.
Yeah, way Dennis Allen talked about him, maybe he goes top five now.
Yeah.
But
Dennis Allen wants him.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Every time he speaks, you learn a little bit more about his philosophy, and it kind of affirms what we thought he was going to do to try to turn this thing around.
Yeah, you know, what I want to hear him say, we have still a lot of work to do in the line of scrimmage. And before we can indulge in one of my preferred positions, we need indulge.
That's a great word choice.
I didn't use the right word.
No, for you, yeah.
For my point,
yes,
I think.
It's a good word.
Yes. I thought I had misspoken.
No.
But I think I want to hear line of scrimmage. And I heard a lot of, maybe we should take the tight end. You know, our defensive guy wants to take the tight end. And I was like, no! And that's a tight end that can block. He can do different things. I understand why he is so appealing. And, maybe he is the guy to take. I don't know. But I personally just want them to keep getting better on the offensive line and the defensive line. And I think that the idea that they have now freed themselves to go out and to draft the best player available, I don't believe they've done that. I still think they need to draft on the line, on both lines, line of scrimmage. You can start drafting running backs later. The tight end could be a different deal because he said that he got the coordinators and he had King with them and they sit in there and they watch the top 20 prospects, and that he said that it was Dennis Allen who was like, look at all the things the tight end could do. How would you stop him? I wouldn't know where to begin trying to get. And that's all he's listening
gamesmanship
for.
Or legitimately impressed?
It's a really good question, and we'll find out once they go. I don't know if there is gamesmanship. It seems like he's awful honest.
You picked the right word.
It seems like he's giving you the right answers.
You choose right verbs, but I wonder how much do you worry about Ben Johnson becoming self-indulgent going into this draft?
Like I said, I think they need to get the offensive line, the defensive line, they need to get it corrected. When you talk about how the three technique and blocking him kind of scares you, that means you're not good enough on the offensive line. That's what that answer is. So why don't you get better on the offensive line? Why don't you get better on your defensive line? That's the way to win football games. Yeah. And I really thought that they had decided to do that this offseason, but it turns out they just wanted to do it. If it turns out that they just wanted to do it in order to be able to draft a different position, that's not a good answer in my world.
Does his honesty scare you guys at all? Like,
yes.
Ryan Poles?
Yes. Stop blurting things out. No question. But maybe it's all gamesmanship.
I don't mind, because it could be.
Okay.
Let's continue this.
Yeah, we got to get back to that, because it's worth talking about. 312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.